this.
Okay.
Ready?
A group of shoro musicians cut loose at an informal jam session late one morning at Berkeley's Casa Cultura. Percussionist Amy Molinelli stands out because of her syncopated rhythms played on a Brazilian tambourine.
The difference between an American tambourine is that the skin head on it is designed so that you can get different tones. So, for example, instead of just playing the jingles, which are familiar...
Shoro bands on both coasts are playing to sold-out audiences at jazz clubs and roots music festivals. As you can hear, the music is infectiously upbeat. At home in Oakland, Mike Marshall picks out a tune. He's best known as a bluegrass mandolin player. In the early 90s, he was among the first to form a shoro band in the U.S., and then he helped popularize shoro music around the country. He says the music is similar to jazz in that it combines European-style melodies with African rhythms.
Shoro actually started out with Europeans playing polkas. So here they were playing, you know, simple little... And at some point, just like ragtime started in America, that two-beat groove began to transform itself with syncopation. Mm-hmm. It's now getting funky, thanks to all those Africans who brought the swing to the New World. So a typical shoro might be something like... These days, shoro is a popular music form in Brazil. Some younger musicians have broken away from the tradition to create new musical currents. Marshall tried a similar experiment in a CD called New Words, recorded with Brazilian mandolinist Hamilton de Holanda. We took this American bluegrass tune, Blackberry Blossom. You probably heard it. A very popular song. And we fused it with... It's called Alpinheche Cavaquinho. By the end of the piece, we're playing both melodies simultaneously.
Back at the jam session, percussionist Molinelli says American musicians are still learning to master the complicated Brazilian rhythms, and that's not easy for people who grow up on rock and roll.
I think a lot of times when Americans start learning samba on any instrument, they tend to focus on the bass, which is on the 2 and the 4 if you're thinking in 4-4. And so it might sound something, if I'm just focusing on the bass, it might sound something like... But I'm ignoring the accent and the swing of the jingle. So if I'm trying to make it, in my mind, as an American, more Brazilian, I'm going to try and push it a little bit. It's all about the swing. Here we say swing, and in Brazil they say swingy. And so there's a different swingy. And I think in that regard, how traditional you play or how out you get as a percussionist is kind of how much I can bend and how much I can attain a groove that I want to have a good feel for it.
Molinelli is one of the founding members of the Bay Area-based Grupo Falso Baianos. They bring U.S. sensibilities to the traditional Brazilian sound. Choro musicians traditionally play mandolin, percussion, clarinet, and a ukulele-like instrument called a cavaquinho. When the Falso Baianos play piano on this tune, it adds an American jazz feel. Also at the jam session is Harvey Wineapple, a jazz saxophonist and clarinetist who has studied choro for many years. He says groups such as Falso Baianos achieved a level of playing that now allows them to bring new elements to the music.
The Falso Baianos are trying to renovate the music in their own humble way by saying, well, we don't have to just play it the way it's always been played. How authentic do you want to be before we start branching out? And that's something that each of us deals with in an individual way and in a collective way.
Wineapple himself mixes Brazilian music styles with jazz. He lives in Berkeley, but visits Brazil for several months each year. He composes original Brazilian-style tunes with a jazz tilt.
When I'm playing the melody and even when I'm improvising, I'm trying to stay within Brazil. But I am a jazzer, and I don't try to hide that at all. But I try to do it with a lot of respect for the profound music of Brazil.
Wineapple says choro is going through the same process as samba, bossa nova, Cuban son, and many other types of music that have crossed borders. Music becomes enriched, and new forms emerge. After all, jazz and other American music do the same when they migrate to Latin America.
What gives me hope about our situation here, of us struggling to try to find our way into choro, which is such a basic foundation block of Brazilian music, is listening to Brazilian musicians play jazz. And it's the same struggle on their side as it is here. There's people that play it beautifully. So that gives me hope that, wow, if they can do that, maybe if I start to actually work as hard as they do, I can learn how to play their music.
For Latino USA, I'm Reese Ehrlich, Berkeley.